This is Mark Steiner.
And Anthony McCarthy.
Welcome back here to the Mark Steiner Show. We're about to have a conversation with Becky Fogel. She's a reporter for KWBU-FM in Waco, Texas, and our sister station down there, National Public Radio. And Becky, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a bit, anything new since before we jump in with our questions that's happened today that you might have been broadcasting about that we don't know about?
Sure. Well, in terms of the larger issues, what caused the blast or the fire that eventually led to the explosion, there's still no update on that from official sources. In terms of the town, they actually are making a lot of progress on getting people back into their homes. At a press conference this afternoon, they're already allowing people back. The blast zone is broken up into three different components, areas 1, 2, and 3. People have already been allowed back into zones 1 and 2. They're still waiting on zone 3. But one of the things they shared today, which might be a little bit shocking for people, is that over 350 households are in those three zones, and none of them will have access to any water for at least 1 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
So there's really been a significant impact on the infrastructure of the town that they're still trying to assess.
Becky, this is Anthony McCarthy. I want to ask you, I watched some of the coverage of the memorial service, and some of the reporters were talking to some of the residents as they were leaving. There was a certain level of resentment on the part of some of the folks they spoke to about the world's attention, or at least the country's media attention, on this explosion. They were indicating there were a lot of questions that should be asked, and because of Boston and its implications, they felt this story, this explosion, was getting lost. Are you getting that sense as well?
You know, I guess I can only speak to my own
That's
personal
right.
interactions
mm-hmm.
with residents, but I attended on Sunday. I attended a church service. There was a very small church, a historically Czech church, and as you know, West is a historically Czech and German town. That was the church closest to the blast. It only had about 12 members, but, you know, they haven't been back to see their church, and presumably it was pretty badly damaged during the explosion. So they were invited to join this other church farther out in town. And before they even began the service, they did a whole opening during their Bible study talking about how grateful they were for everybody's prayers, that they've been hearing from people around the country, from people around the world. And so at least in my interactions and what I've observed, I think people actually feel as though they have gotten a lot of attention, and they feel very grateful for that.
So a couple of questions. I'm not sure if you covered this yet or not, or where your investigations will go around this, Becky. But one of the things that we've been looking at with this company, the West Chemical and Fertilizer Company, was that they haven't had an inspection for 28 years, that they were grandfathered in because the plant was built in 1962, so they were not complying with a lot of state regulations. And there are some people, you know, questioning in terms of whether this is a question of real corporate negligence here, in this explosion.
Sure, and I think that's valid. And so far, I guess, kind of to tie it in, Governor Perry was in town on Friday for a press conference, and people were asking, you know, what is it about, what went wrong with the oversight? Why did this plant go for so long without being inspected? And sort of his response was that, you know, you have local restrictions, you have state restrictions, and then you also have federal restrictions. So he seemed to be hinting at the fact, or at least trying to allude to the fact, that part of what may have gone wrong is that you have so many different regulatory bodies that may not be in conversation with each other, and so these kind of oversights occur. But I think it certainly raises a larger question about the investment in OSHA and other oversight bodies and their ability to get out to these plants on a regular basis and really inspect the safety of the plant. I think, not official reports, but it's reported that there may have been 270 tons of ammonium nitrate, which, you know, at first they were saying, oh, it was the tanks that were leaking.
Right.
But anhydrous ammonia isn't known to be explosive, whereas ammonium nitrate is. And so it certainly seems like there was a huge amount of a huge lack of oversight in this plant.
And it seems like the lack of oversight could be coming from a number of areas, whether it was the fact that OSHA hadn't visited the plant for 28 years. And in 1985, all these serious violations were revealed in the New York Times in an article I was Googling today. And then the state inspection showed what you said it showed. And so I wonder who's kind of delving into this. Is this going to be – will there be a federal investigation of this, do you think, on that level? Will reporters – will you be looking into this? I mean, who's going to kind of – some people are saying something needs to be unearthed here. There's more than meets the eye in terms of just a simple fertilizer explosion taking place here.
Yeah. I mean, certainly myself, and I know other reporters, like you mentioned, the New York Times and even Texas newspapers like the Houston Chronicle and the Texas Tribune, I believe, too, have already started to launch investigations into what exactly went wrong at this plant. And, of course, they're doing their own investigation, at least of the cause of the blast. I haven't heard from official sources if they're planning on investigating what exactly went wrong. I will say that, again, Rick Perry at the press conference said, you know, we still have some time left in this legislative session, and it seems reasonable to raise issues about, you know, how can we best regulate these kind of fertilizer plants or other things that cause, you know, can put workers in harm's way in Texas. So he at least raised the possibility that the legislature should be looking at regulations and preventing these kind of events from happening in the future.
Are there questions being raised? I mean, when you just – I was just saying that because I was reading some other articles from the Texas Press.
Sure.
Back and forth about whether things were under-regulated in Texas as opposed to over-regulated, and that might have led to an occurrence like this.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I mean, certainly at all of the press conferences since the blast, the questions have been raised about, you know, why wasn't there more oversight? Why wasn't somebody looking into the fact that there was ammonia nitrate at the plant? And that's something that at this time officials just haven't been responding to. They've, again, been saying, you know, our investigation is going to take months and we can't yet comment on basically what went wrong.
Becky, Anthony McCarthy again. I'm curious about, I was reading an article over the weekend about a nursing home that was in close proximity to this plant, a school that was in close proximity to this plant. And as Mark just alluded to, it appears that they're, and I'm not saying anyone's pointing the finger, but they say, I've been reading and kind of getting the sense that there is this feeling that local authorities really gave major leeway to this plant in regulations about where residents were, residential areas were allowed to build up around the plant, as well as a nursing home where there are people who would have a very difficult time being evacuated. Some experts were saying this stuff should have never happened locally.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that is a fair point. I was surprised when I was talking to locals, you know, right after the story broke, the owner of a local business had said to me, he was like, I can't remember if they built the plant or the nursing home first, but the plant has been there as long as I remember. And I think actually the nursing home was built after the plant. So it seems like at least on a local level, mm-hmm. there may have been a sense that, you know, maybe something isn't going to go wrong. It just became a part of the landscape there. But I also have heard from other residents, you know, anger at the fact that there were structures and, I mean, residential, schools, nursing homes built so close to the plant. But I think before the explosion, maybe there wasn't necessarily a recognition that something of this level could happen.
So I'm curious what you when it did happen, where you were and what you felt when you first saw it all.
Sure. So actually, the reason I knew anything had even happened, I live in Waco, and the power in my apartment complex, the blast happened around 8 o'clock, and at about 8:30, the power went completely out in my apartment complex. And so I kind of made my way outside because everything was all dark, and I had just taken out my last batteries for my flashlight to put into my audio recorder for work. So I went outside and started looking on Twitter and saw, okay, a blast has happened at a fertilizer plant nearby in West, and got the call to go there. By the time I got there, a little after 9 o'clock, they had already cordoned off the area leading up to the fertilizer plant because at that time they were nervous about a second potential explosion. So I made my way to the community center, which is where a lot of the individuals from the nursing home had been evacuated. And I mean, the image is still staying with me. I think reporting these kinds of things is very difficult because
yes.
I showed up on site, and there were, luckily, it's Texas. It was a very warm evening. It was probably in the 70s or low 80s because you had tons of elderly people outside. They were in wheelchairs. There were one or two who were still in kind of those movable hospital beds, and there were emergency personnel moving from person to person. When I showed up at the community center initially, there was no power. They had it on generators. It was packed inside. But I have to say, even from the initial moments, you know, this was only an hour after the blast, and you had community members showing up with water bottles. They were bringing blankets. I saw a group of teenage boys drive up with a pickup truck that was just loaded with wheelchairs. But it was, I mean, it was a stunning scene. You know, there were a lot of emergency vehicles. They even had to bring in school buses. I saw people helping elderly people, just hoisting them up into the back of a school bus to help bring them en masse to area hospitals. So definitely, I mean, as you, while the fatalities have been around 14, over 200 people were injured. And you really saw that night. It was a very, it wasn't chaotic, but it was a very frantic scene.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time with us today, Becky Fogel, and for the work you do down there, our sister station, KWBU-FM in Waco, Texas. And keep on doing the great work you do, and thank you so much for taking time with our listeners up here.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
Becky Fogel, reporter for KWBU-FM, and we'll be coming back to this subject in the next couple of days and look at it in more detail. Maybe Becky can join us back for that as well. I'll remind you on the way to a break here, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Mortgage late? Don't wait. If you're struggling with your mortgage, the state of Maryland is offering housing counseling and legal assistance. Maryland's HOPE program can even help you understand the state's mediation law and the Attorney General's National Foreclosure Settlement. Don't wait. Get help today. More information at mdhope.org or at 877-462-7555. We're going to take a brief break and come back. When we do, we're going to talk about Earth Day, 43 years after the first Earth Day demonstration, with three very interesting guests. Don't go away.